too.
So $24,346. Middletown.
Clean slate doesn't allow you not to, well, they're caught up now, well, but it doesn't allow you, yeah, doesn't allow you to say no.
Yes, yeah, no.
Yeah, okay, that's right.
It absolutely would, but they weren't.
It's on a race, right?
But it wasn't erased at that time.
It's, okay.
It could be today.
Yeah.
I know, yeah, okay, understood, thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Dean.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Would you identify yourself for the record, sir?
Sergeant Elias Martz, MARTZ with the Middletown Police Department.
Thank you, and a summary of the case, Sergeant?
Background investigation revealed that the appellant had 5 convictions on his criminal record. This included 2 cases involving impaired driving. One of them was not listed on the DPS 799C. The appellant was also separated from employment following a drug screen. Further search of public records revealed 5 additional arrests. The arrests span an 11-year time period, and the nature of the charges, alcohol, drugs, and explosives related, were of concern for a pistol permit candidate. The appellant was also shown to have had a past protective order.
Thank you. Would you like to make a brief statement of your case, sir?
Yeah, sure.
Let me just warn you, this is very brief at this point. This is not your whole case.
And before you even start, what town do you live in?
Middletown.
Okay, because there's a lawsuit that mentions New Britain in the record. You have a New Britain address. Do you ever live in New Britain?
I did. At one point, yes.
Okay, thank you.
So briefly state your defense, sir.
Okay, so regarding the drug, that's false. That's hearsay. I had a hair follicle, two tests that came back negative. I tried to get the test results back, but since they paid for it, I couldn't. So that's one. Two, I just had my...
Well, this is not your whole case now. This is just a summary.
Yep.
So,
and that is one more thing. And then I had my record pulled December 22nd, and all I had at that time is, because everything was pardoned, and the only thing I had was DUI. I don't know why that's still on. That was 15 years ago. And that should have been taken off the clean slate as well.
Sergeant?
I don't have any record of things being pardoned, but I can just go ahead and present the case.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. The criminal history check, the appellant showed convictions for evading responsibility in an injured motor vehicle accident in 2001. Breach of peace, second degree in 2005, operating under the influence of New Hampshire, 2008, violation of probation and operating under the influence in 2010, and operating under suspension in 2012. Public records search, also newspaper articles, also showed the appellant was arrested in 2001 for sale of marijuana and possession of marijuana. 2003 for breach of peace, 2005 for assault third degree and breach of peace, 2005 for illegal possession of fireworks and illegal possession of explosives, and 2006 for driving under the influence, driving an unregistered vehicle, failure to carry insurance, failure to display lights. The totality of arrests, including 3 DUI arrests, marijuana sales and possession arrest, possession of explosive arrest, highlight the appellant's difficulty with alcohol and drugs, lack of sound judgment regarding dangerous devices such as vehicles, explosives, fireworks, and therefore potentially firearms. The investigation included speaking with the appellant's listed employment supervisor, who informed the investigator the appellant had been terminated from employment after less than 6 months. There had been suspicion of alcohol and drug use during his employment, and his termination occurred after workplace drug testing. The supervisor said to, quote, read between the lines. There was a protective order issued against the appellant January 21st of 2005. This was subsequent to the previously mentioned assault third breach of peace arrest, which was in force for 306 days until November 23rd of 2005. It's a lengthy period of time for a protective order to be in place, which just short of a year. Overall, the investigation revealed numerous suitability concerns, lengthy history of arrest over a long period of time, many of which revolved around drug and alcohol use, overall, the suitability, the totality of the criminal history, substance abuse issues, and the protective order found the appellant not to be a suitable candidate.
Thank you. Would you like to cross-examine the sergeant?
Yes. So the drugs, did you get something proving that, other than read between the lines?
No.
No.
Thank Going you. Off of the officer's report and their conversation they had with that supervisor.
So that's hearsay, correct?
No, it's a police report in which the investigator spoke to that person, and it's that person's opinion. But there's no test results, and there's nothing that shows that you took drug tests.
And all he said was between the lines, correct?
Yes, and then that in combination with the termination after less than 6 months and a suspicion of alcohol or drug use was enough for us to include it as a suitability concern.
Okay, and I was discharged for for lack of work rather than drugs. As I'm sure that if that was the case, they would have provided that to this gentleman. Additionally,
no, this is when you're asking him questions.
Okay, sorry.
Okay.
And at the time of the application, I only had, I think, I'm sorry, I'd have to look that up. As of today, I only have one thing on my record, which should have been erased, as I said earlier.
Is that a question?
Oh, sorry. I apologize.
You can always bring that up in your case in chief.
Yeah.
This is just questions for what his testimony was.
Yeah, I get
like,
that.
Like, did you see this? Did you hear that? While you're doing that, I have a question for the sergeant.
Sure.
Sergeant, if there was a DUI in 06, 08, and 2010, in such a short span, especially one being in New Hampshire, the middle one, would that be a, like, typically that's a felony if you have more than multiple in such a short period of time. I didn't see any indicator on the record, but that's...
So...
I don't know if we have anything about those.
The conviction...
It's 2010.
So there's a 2008 is in New Hampshire.
Okay.
And the the 2006 driving under the influence was a public record check.
Mm-hmm.
So it most likely did not result in a conviction. It was an arrest. It was listed like in a newspaper. There's probably a newspaper article or whatever public record found. So that's. You would have to have been convicted multiple times for it to be a felony.
So
for whatever reason, that did not result in a conviction. And then I don't know, I would have to look into the specifics of the law, but I don't know.
I was making sure I didn't miss something.
DUI would result in a subsequent offense charge in Connecticut. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think it can if the court knows about it and determines that it is similar or something like that, it would be.
Do you have questions for the sergeant?
Yes. So you said all these things about drugs, and I look at my original police record, and there was only four things, and one was the. So I don't know where you got that stuff from. Is it my conviction? I could solemnly swear that I didn't get convicted for those things. So I don't know where.
So, And then, let me be clear, since you're asking this question, the convictions is different than arrests. The convictions was an evading responsibility of breach of peace, one operating under the influence out of, one operating under the influence of New Hampshire, and one violation of probation and operating under the influence of Weathersfield, and then an operating under suspension. So that didn't mention drugs. The public record search, which is where I look through newspaper articles, mm-hmm. a Google search to see if anything else comes up, that showed additional arrests. So that would be a time when a police department may have arrested you, and it was posted. You know, a lot of newspapers will do like an arrest blotter, or that, you know, what activity happened, that type of thing. And so those public records are usable even if they're not a conviction. So that resulted in finding a 2001 arrest for sale of marijuana and possession of marijuana. And then in 2000, and that was the only, that was the only drug one in addition to the alcohol issue. But then there was the issue with the conversation with the employer. And so given that there was also the past in our, in our mind, in our opinion, that was a suitability thing. But there was no, you're absolutely correct in that I do not see any conviction that is drug related. Do not see any conviction that's drug related.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay. At the time of the application.
Thank you.
Do you have other questions for the sergeant?
And I don't know if you checked my record before this, but I don't know if you've seen that I only have one arrest at the time of this appeal.
So the last check that I would have seen,
it was December 22nd.
Yeah, I mean, this was originally scheduled for August 21st, so it would have, I would not have checked after I had originally completed the issuing authority questionnaire. But the information I'm going off of is the information that was present at the time of the application. That's when the investigation was conducted.
I think that's it.
Questions from the board? No questions from the board. So now it's your turn, sir.
Okay, so I speak?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so my arrests were over 15 years ago, that majority of them. I mean, I think everybody here was different at the age of 18 and 20 than they are in their 40s or currently. People made mistakes. Again, I paid for that, and that's hence why my record's been expunged, other than that one arrest, which I don't know why, to the clean slate law in Connecticut. So that being said, I could solemnly swear that I've only had that one arrest at this time. Another thing, I'm a family man. I have three, I raised two boys to be great men. One, I have a little 9-year-old boy, married 10 years. I work in the gun industry. I'm a quality manager, head of quality. 20 people report to me. We make BCGs, bulk carrier groups, guns. I work for Connecticut Spring Stamp also for guns, so it's making lower receivers, so it's kind of, yeah. Went to college, mechanical engineering, got a degree, hence why I work in the field of manufacturing. I work in the aerospace industry as well. I think that's it.
Sergeant, do you have questions for the appellant?
Yes. Are you currently a marijuana user?
Absolutely not.
Can you describe the circumstances of your arrest for the sale of marijuana?
I don't remember. That was when I was 18. I think there was a car full of kids, you know, and I think we all got arrested, if I recall correctly.
You described the circumstances of an arrest for possession of explosives?
So that was July 4th, and we were just letting off fireworks, to be honest with you. And that's why I never went on my record, because of the circumstances.
The arrest was listed as July 20th.
Yeah, which got thrown out because due to the...
Were the explosives different than the fireworks, or you're saying
it was just for fireworks? It was just for fireworks, but that's what I got arrested for, and obviously it never went anywhere. Due to the proximity of the July 4th, you know. Again, I was a kid too. Yeah. I think, what year was that?
You were 21 years old. It was 2005. How often do you drink alcohol?
Maybe on Christmas, a little half of a beer, maybe, you know, to be honest with you. Yeah, holidays, maybe.
Can you describe the... So at the time of your application, you listed employment, and then during the process of the investigation, that employment was terminated. Can you describe the circumstances under which you separated from employment with the, was it Raymer Hall?
Raymer Hall.
Raymer Hall.
In Middlefield.
Was that was the employment that we were discussing?
Correct. So that I got laid off for lack of work, I think is the technical term. And like I said, I had hair follicle which spanned my whole employment there as well before. So, and those two tests came back negative for everything, for marijuana, alcohol, everything.
So, was the testing routine testing that was done, or was it testing based on a suspicion or for some reason?
Well, they tested everyone in my department, so I don't know what their thoughts were, but yeah, they did test everyone in my department.
That's all the questions I had.
Questions from the board?
I'll just ask. I'm going to go back to the explosives thing. It's very unusual to get arrested for fireworks. It just is, especially around the 4th of July. And then to tack on an explosive charge. So why don't you tell us what happened there? Did you blow something up? Were you in someone else's property? What caused it to escalate from 4th of July lighting fireworks to an arrest and charged with explosives?
So again, like I said, there was a bunch of kids. We were just... It was firecrackers, and that's why there was no conviction. If you read the report, you would see that there was.
No, I don't have to. I'm asking you. You were there.
Okay.
Tell me what happened.
So it was just a bunch of friends. I was a little kid again. I forget what year was it.
How old were you?
I forget what year was it.
2005.
2005.
You were 21.
Yep, 20 years old.
So a little kid to me would be 10.
Sorry, I apologize. Yes, but it was 20, over 20 years ago, so my recollection is vague. But
all right, so tell us the stories. You're very much minimizing it.
Oh, I'm sorry. So again, it was a bunch of friends. We were just blowing firecrackers, and a few of us got arrested.
What kind of firecrackers?
Little cherry bombs.
All right, that's a little more than a firecracker. M80s,
no, there's
a, M100s.
Like no, absolutely not. No M80s, no 100s, nothing like that.
What led to the explosive charge?
Because we were letting off the firecrackers.
Yeah.
Where were you at the time?
In New Britain.
I mean, where?
In a park.
In the public park?
Correct.
And you mentioned that you had a part.
Correct.
Do you have it? Any evidence of that?
No, by the clean slate law. So that's after 7 years.
So that's not a part?
It is. It's a pardon by default.
No, it's a little different. The pardon would be you go to the Board of Pardons and they issue you a paper that says these are the charges, these are your pardoned, and from here on in. Clean slate is different. That's a relatively new law.
I apologize.
So there's no pardon.
So as of today, though, I have one arrest on my record.
Did you file anything for a clean slate, or do you think they just came off on their own?
I did not file anything, as I was told that you don't need to.
Well, some you do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So sorry, I misspoke. Yeah,
so sometimes they come off. Sometimes even if they're eligible, they don't come off. But there are some charges and some time periods where you do have to actually file something to get them removed. All right. Thank you.
Other questions?
I just have a quick question. So what year did you graduate high school?
2023? Oh, sorry, it's 2003.
I'm 2003, sorry. Yeah. Right around the corner, right?
Sorry.
Trust me, 20 years ago, yeah. Seems like yesterday for me, too. The mirror's not forgiving, though. So your first three incidents, the evading, the sale of marijuana, and the breach of peace all happened basically when you were in high school.
Correct.
All right, the sale of marijuana while in high school, did you ever sell to other friends or anything like that? Was that
no.
Was that what it was about? Was
no.
A traffic stop, is what you're saying?
It was a traffic stop, correct.
Okay. So then everything else happens until 2012, and that puts you to how old during that time frame? So your 20s, so basically your late teens to early 20s were a tumultuous time to say,
A little bit, yeah.
What do you attribute to that?
I grew up in a single family home. Tough upbringing, to be honest with you.
Did you utilize substances, like other than marijuana, anything
no,
like that?
No.
Have you sought treatment since? Because it seems like at 2012, there's a steep cliff, right?
Mm-hmm.
When did you graduate college? Because you said you...
2009. Yeah.
Okay. Are you in treatment now? Not treatment, but are you... in any programs or anything like that to keep sobriety or anything along those lines?
Absolutely
okay.
Not.
I'm just wondering what was the change because you had
grew
like
up
this.
With my father being an alcoholic, you know, okay. So it kind of disgusted me to be honest with you, seeing my father grown man who's supposed to be my role model.
Okay.
You know, slurring and just, you know,
yeah.
So that pretty much moved me away from those things.
What do you think was the change in 2012? Because we have nothing since then other than the employment thing.
Yeah, so I met my wife, my girlfriend, who's now my wife for over mm-hmm. 10 years, and she had children. So they're 23 and 25. Like I said, I raised them to be men. And then we have a child of our own who's 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So those things, yeah.
So those things were the change in your life that
correct.
Put you on the path
mm-hmm.
that you're on now?
For sure.
Okay. Have you had any interactions with the law whatsoever?
Maybe just getting pulled over, you know, seatbelts, things like that.
How long ago? What do you think?
I had a ticket probably last year.
Last year?
Yeah.
You wear your seatbelt now?
Yeah.
It's important. You got to stay around, you know?
Beeps.
You got a 9-year-old. What are you doing?
Yeah, I know. And my wife always reminds me because of the
come
beeping.
On.
Yeah.
But do you understand where the detective has... Sergeant, excuse me, has concerns about a sustained period. That's a sustained period of time. It's not like a one-off.
I understand.
You have from 100%. Basically age 17 to your late 20s, consistently almost every couple of years, something pop up.
Yeah,
so.
I do. But again, you know, I believe, you know, I'm a different person than when I was in my mid-20s, you know, and what I am today and who I am.
Are you better at filtering people out of your life?
I mean, I'm just a family man, so...
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Good.
I do, yes.
Okay.
And that's probably part of the problem, too, was people who I was hanging around with when I was younger.
Okay.
Other questions? Your final statement of your case.
Okay, so again, as of today, I only have one record, and again, I've been working hard. I support my family. I'm the only income in my family.
Could I just stop you there? You say you only have one record. What remains on your record?
So it's
I sent it over, but it was a DUI from 2015. I sent that. The results were from December 22nd.
Is that your third or fourth DUI?
A DUI from 2015?
Correct. That's the only thing on my record as of now. I could pull it up. I have it.
This is what you sent here, correct?
No.
What did you send to me?
I could show it on my phone or email it to somebody.
In 2015, that was an arrest, correct, for DUI? Mm-hmm. What was the disposition of the case?
I think that one was guilty. That's the one that's on my one on my record, conviction. As I said. Yep, so that was the only conviction on my record. As
not showing.
No,
that'd
be 2010. That's 2010.
Oh, sorry, 2010 then. I apologize.
2010.
That's an extra 5 years.
2015 got thrown away because they took me under suspicion. When they brought me into the police station, I took a breathalyzer and blew zero.
Okay.
So it's the 2010 is what remains on your record.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Apologize again. Misspoke.
Okay.
And that was
so. I'm sorry. I interrupted you. You were summing up your case.
Yep. So again, you know, I'm a family man. I fish. Basically, don't go out with nobody. I work. Currently work at MicroBest. The quality manager there. I have a team of 20. Like I said. And as of December 22nd, I only have one conviction on my record.
And your summary, Sergeant?
Overall, the investigation revealed numerous suitability concerns, to include a lengthy history of arrests and convictions, alcohol and substance abuse issues, dangerous use of vehicles, fireworks, explosives, and a lack of accountability, including convictions for evading responsibility and violation of probation. Additionally, the appellant's listed employment had been terminated after a period of approximately 6 months for suspected alcohol and drug-related issues. And the appellant also had a past protective order for almost an entire year. There was a lengthy period of time, which I don't know if that was from 2012 or based on the closing statement now from 2015. In the opinion of the issuing authority, some of the past charges, I think, are a little bit more serious than are being let on. Sale of marijuana is different than possession of marijuana with intent to sell. It's a sale of marijuana charge. I don't know what happened with this court. It's not a conviction, but again, possession of explosives. There's a lot of people who set fireworks off on the 4th of July. I've been to fireworks complaints as a patrol officer while fireworks were shooting off behind me and trying to explain to the person I can't arrest an entire city for setting off fireworks on the 4th of July. So it would seem that it might be a more extreme case. Protective order being in place for a year is also a concern. I probably should have asked more about that. And then, while there is a lengthy period of time between the 2012 or 2015 arrest, when we then follow, you know, I have to go off of what's in the investigative report, but when we then follow up and find out from the employer that he's terminated with, you know, less than 6 months, and their version and what's documented is different than what he's saying, which is laid off. If the boss just said, oh yeah, he was laid off, that's different than someone telling a police detective, well, there was suspicion of alcohol or drug use, we had him tested and he's been terminated. So, you know, the totality of all of those together, It's not based on any one individual thing. It's based on a lengthy period of time. There was one case where a protective order was involved. There's a lot of alcohol and drug questions in the mind of the issuing authority. And all of that combined was the reason for the denial by suitability.
Thank you. Comments
when,
from the board?
When was the termination?
So the
application was submitted.
Now, when was he terminated from the job, for the, after 6 months?
I don't have the exact date, but it was, I was...
What year?
Oh, 2023.
Okay, so recently, all right, that's some obvious then.
And it was during, it was listed as the employment on the application, then when they called to check, he had been terminated.
Okay, that was it, I just, I thought it was recent, but I wasn't sure.
Yes.
Just one quick clarification on the protective order. It was 2005 with an assault charge and breach of peace, but it was against his brother who had a reciprocal protective order as well. I think that's important to note.
Any other comments from the board? Voting. Chief Rosenzweig.
You're going to come to me first.
Yeah, I know. I was hoping I was going that way.
Yeah, only because I agree with the chief. I mean, or the, sorry, Sergeant. There's a lot of stuff there, but nothing since 2012 until the employment thing. It would have been helpful for me had, since the appellant knew that this was an issue, that he could bring the drug test in saying it was negative. That I would have
or take learned, a new one.
Or take a new one or something, do another hair test, something current for the board. Because all the stuff's in the past, but the recent allegation of drug use and the termination, and I know sometimes employers lay you off, at least that's what goes on the official record, but there's more to it than that. So at this time, I'm going to go with the issue with the right.
Attorney Evangelisti.
A sustained amount of time. And there's quite a bit of change. I'm going to go with the appellant on this one.
Mr. Gray.
I'm going to go with appellant.
Yeah. Okay. Dr. Conrad.
Appellant.
And I vote for the issuing authority. So it's 3-2 for the appellant.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Congrats.
Appreciate that.
I hate to do this to you, but I need five.
Not a problem.
And you can't go without me, so.
You could. You try.
No, we're.